This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I'm just thanking God for the teaching that I received here. By obeying the Word of God, I am saved from my sins. And I'm thanking God for the scripture that says, if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And truly, I have entered into life. I have life everlasting. My life has changed from the old man to the new man. And truly, I'm thanking God. When I was in the churches that were in the world, I did not get this teaching until I came to 425 Laconia Boulevard. And I'm being taught how to maintain my salvation. We get teaching from day to day, hour by hour, keeping the commandments of God. And I'm just thanking God for our great pastor who's teaching us to keep the way of holiness, keep the way of life. And I'm just thanking God for our pastor, our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. And I thank God for Elder Batista's testimony. But to get salvation, you need to be prepared. And that's what we're going to talk about today, being prepared. And before we get into that, the firstborn choir.
Redeemed from among men, following the Lamb, there so he goeth. These are they, not defiled with the world, for they are virgins. The first fruits to God, and in their mouth find no guile, for they are perfect. Mm-hmm. And with the angel in the midst, who's truly heaven sent, preaching the gospel.
We offer up
to be born again. from among me, following the Lamb, wheresoever
we go. Isn't that beautiful? Thank God for our brother Richard, the choir, our musicians. We're here to live for God, and these talents that we have, we give it to God. Isn't that beautiful? Deacon Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. And I want to report the phone has not been jumping off the hook. But I do understand this, where there's two or three gathered and agreeing, Lord, there'll be a God in the midst. Listen, when you got God, it's something to rejoice about. You don't look and rejoice about numbers, you rejoice about the Spirit of God and the knowledge that you know Him. That's what you rejoice about. Isn't that beautiful? What is it with Mike? Said, well, look at them rejoicing over there. That's keep right. Under the Mosaic law. Well, I believe he said go back to Moses. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? And every minister you find will tell you what the law has been done away with. Some laws were fulfilled. The law has never been done away with. It's been fulfilled and it's faded away, but we have the true law of God. This is divine law. And everything stems from that. In order to understand this, you have to be prepared. Let's go to Matthew 20 and 20. I thank God for Elder Batiste. She gave a testimony. She said when she was in these other churches, she didn't put the word in action. And so many words. The reality is, even though you're in these churches, what you're hearing is not God's word. You're hearing bits and parts of God's word. And you really don't have the seed that God is promising us, the seed of Abraham. You have a corruptible seed. Anytime you cannot keep God's commandments, you are corrupted. And that's what we strive to do here at 425 Laconia Boulevard, keep his commandments. Matthew 20 and 20, what does it say?
Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him.
You know, one thing, when I was reading the scripture, I was thinking about how when ones come to God, it's always, give me. Mm-hmm. Lord, give me this. Lord, do this and do that. But how many come to God and say, Lord, what can I do to serve you? Mm-hmm. But it's always, give me. Get me out of a situation. What?
And he said unto her, what wilt thou? She saith unto him, grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on the left, in thy kingdom.
And the Lord entertained this. It's the same thing. We come to God. God entertained all of our wants. And God don't have a problem with all the wants we have. But you have to go through a process to get it. You have to become in the family to get it. Yes. The Father don't give out gifts to anybody. It's to the family. Yes. And you have to be prepared for the gift that God is giving. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
So he said, what will you? What did he say in 22nd verse?
But Jesus answered and said, ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink?
And that's what happens when you come to God. Many times we don't know what we're asking. We say, Lord, I want to live for you. Lord, I just want to stay out of trouble. Then we find out that it's all about salvation. And you have to be prepared to get it. What did he say?
Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of,
mm-hmm.
and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?
What?
They say unto him, we are able.
One thing about salvation, your mother and your father cannot get your children to the kingdom. It's got to be a decision they make.
Right.
So if they can't make the decision and they're 4 years old, where do you think they're going?
Right. That's right.
He asked them, are you able? What child is going to be able to answer that if they're not of age? But this mother had desires and ambitions for her sons, but yet they were able to answer for themselves. So in truth, they had the same ambition she had. They just told her, help me get it.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted to be there. They said, we're able. In other words, we know we're asking for.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
And he saith unto them, ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that mm-hmm. I am baptized with.
What?
But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give.
Wait a minute. They think the shepherd can promise them a new house on the prairie in the kingdom. God got these things prepared for everybody that's going to get there. And he tells you the one's going to get it.
Right.
What is he saying?
But it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father.
So it's got to be prepared
beautiful.
For us.
Beautiful?
Let's go
mm-hmm.
to
beautiful.
Revelation.
Yes. Beautiful.
3 and 21.
Yes,
so God is preparing a place for us.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to get the place that God prepared for us, we have to be prepared for it. The preparation is not just for a place. There's a preparation for us to be placed in. That's in the heart of God's anointed. Because if there's not a place for you, why would God save you?
Right.
And that's so you got someone to keep you. Bring the word on, right? Revelation 3:21, what does it say?
To him that overcometh.
Now, wait a minute. That's the one that is prepared for. The one that overcome. What did it say?
To him that overcometh.
To him that overcometh, what?
Will I grant to sit with me in my throne.
Well, wait a minute. So everybody that overcome, we all sit in the same throne. Mm-hmm. Remember, God's spirit.
Yes.
But you cannot understand what a throne is in God. All you know is it's the place to sit. But a throne is in God. God mm-hmm. is the throne. It's the sitting place.
Yes.
It's in his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And if we overcome, what? He.
Will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame?
Wait a minute, so he overcame too.
Yeah.
What are you, so that means we must overcome the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, how does the Lord say, even as I overcome, he was born perfect?
Mm-hmm.
Is the phone ringing? No.
All right, Pastor. All right, Pastor.
He said, even as I overcame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, I'll say it again. You don't have to overcome somebody going to put you on hang you.
All right, that's it.
You have to overcome. All you have to do is just don't resist.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean it's your will, but he's talking about before he went to the cross. He had to overcome like we got to be, have to overcome because
mm-hmm.
we have to be made like he was made.
Right.
And he was made like unto us and vice versa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's read it again. Everybody's
yes.
saying, oh, Jesus, he never had a problem. He overcame just
yes.
like we got to overcome.
Yes.
If you're going to sit in that throne.
Yes.
What did it say?
To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame.
And
am set down with my Father in his throne.
What?
He that hath an ear, let him hear.
So now if you're striving to live for God, you really have God at heart, you'll hear what the Spirit is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's right.
Something you got to do. And to overcome, you have to be prepared for that. You got to know, I got a struggle I got to overcome.
Yes.
Most saints don't know that. Most
right.
Christians don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they can never overcome. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2 and 9. Let's
all
go
right,
there.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We're talking about knowledge. And you can believe it or not.
All right.
Why do you pay all that money buying Ripley's?
All right, Pastor.
And people doing all these extraordinary feats, and you're just getting all goosebumps. Look at them nails. What about somebody that don't sin no more? Why don't they give you goosebumps? Huh? But you don't sin no more? Where's the goosebumps? More important, where's the phone calls?
Go ahead, Pastor.
I'm not worried about that. You know, people on these are political. I ain't no ways tired. Because you ain't fighting nobody. You fight that good fight of faith, you'd be tired when you leave here, right? And listen, it's a good fight. Going on to glory tomorrow. I ain't no ways tired. You ain't doing nothing. Still doing the same thing, drinking Mai Tai tomorrow. I ain't no ways tired. Get a break. 1 Corinthians 2:9, what does it say?
But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard,
what?
Neither have entered into the heart of man,
what?
The things which God hath prepared for them that love
so
him.
So God prepared Beautiful. Something for us. It's his word. Mm-hmm. 10 precepts.
Yes.
Not to have gods before God, not make any graven images, not taking his name in vain, remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy, honoring the father and mother, not killing, committing adultery, stealing, mm-hmm. bearing false witness, and coveting.
All right.
These are the things God prepared for those that love him. Because he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. How right. plain is that? Right. It's so plain.
Yes.
Read it again. What did it say?
But as it is written, eye right. hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered
because
into
Because what
the
he's
heart.
Talking about, that natural eye, mm-hmm. don't see, you have to do this.
Yes.
Oh, that's just a golden, we've done that. I don't see anything. I can read. I don't need to be taught how to. You got to be taught this because right. it's spiritual. The natural eye haven't seen it,
mm-hmm.
nor heard what?
Neither have entered into the
because
heart of man.
Because this was not born in man.
All right.
The word was not born in man. Heaven enter and it don't enter in unless you allow it and receive it.
Yes.
To as many as receive him, to them give you the power.
Yes.
So you have to allow it into your life.
All
what?
Right. The things which God hath prepared for them that love
him. That beautiful St. John 14:15. He said the things that God hath prepared for them that love him. So mm-hmm. he's prepared something, but now we got to prepare you to receive it.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And I love the process because the process I enjoyed was God's anointed.
All right.
Yes.
Pulled me out and kept me on the straight and
Go
narrow
ahead.
Way, this righteous path. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
They're going on and we are continuing steadfast. 14, St. John 14:15, what does it say?
If ye love me, keep my commandments.
No, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If we love God, these are the things God prepared for those that love him. He said, but the commandments done away with. How can you love God? It's prepared for those that love him.
Yes. Yes.
If you love me, say it, read again.
If ye love me, keep my commandments.
Read.
And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter.
Now stop. So we got the comforter have come. But that's if you keep his commandments.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not keeping his commandments, how can the comforter come? Because the commandments is the comforter.
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. the Spirit of God written out.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
If you don't have it, you don't have no comfort.
All right.
But that is the comforter, what?
Right. That he may abide with you forever.
So if you don't think the commandments is viable today, you say it's been done away with, how can it be with you forever if you don't embrace it, if you don't receive it?
Mm-hmm.
You think it's done away with. But if you love God, you keep his commandments,
mm-hmm.
and they will abide forever, what?
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive.
What?
Because it seeth him not.
Wait a minute, the world can't see. Now, law is the truth. They can't see the law and the commandments are the same.
Right.
They can't see that.
Right.
It's the same.
Mm-hmm.
They don't see it because of a natural eye.
Mm-hmm.
That eye have not been prepared spiritually.
Right.
Read.
Neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall
so
be
So what is it talking
you.
About? If you're under the teaching, God is dwelling with you.
Yes.
If you're under the teaching of the Spirit of God. If you're under the teaching of the Spirit of God, you are being taught the commandments of God. If you're not being taught the commandments of God, you're not under the teaching.
That's beautiful.
It's
That's
got
right.
to be taught in the fullness
mm-hmm.
or you're not there.
Yes. Right.
Let's go to 21st verse. What does it say?
Mm-hmm. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth
now,
me.
Now, wait a minute. He got have them. But the church will say, well, you know, those commandments done away with. That law was done away with. What is he talking about here? He's getting ready to leave here now and letting his disciples know if you have the commandments and keep them,
mm-hmm.
he it is that loveth me. What?
And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
In other words, the one that sent me going to love you.
Yes.
The Father going to love you,
yes.
right?
Beautiful.
I will love you. What?
and I will love him and will manifest myself to him.
So wait a minute. How can God manifest himself to any church goer if they're not keeping God's commandments? If he does, then his word is of none effect. What is this?
Right.
What's the point? I thought it was to those that love him. And if you don't keep it, that means you don't love God. And if you don't love God, why would God manifest himself to you if he don't love you? If you don't love him?
Right.
Read.
Yes. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world?
Judas didn't have the spiritual understanding, not the one that betrayed him.
Right.
But he's looking for answers. Mm-hmm. What did he say?
Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words.
How plain is that? So if the Lord said, if you love me, keep my commandments, and people say, well, you know, commandments done away with. You don't love God.
Right.
He made it very plain. My Father gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know this commandment is life everlasting. How plain is that?
Right.
So if you don't keep them, you don't love God.
Right.
Most ministers are afraid to say that the mass of the people don't love God because they don't, according to the works and according to what God is calling for.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
What?
He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings.
How plain is that? So if you don't love God, you're not going to get rid of the gods before you. You're not going to, you're going to make graven images. If you don't love God, you're not going to take, you're going to take his name in vain, and you're not going to remember the Sabbath day.
Right.
And on, because you don't love God and you don't honor his sayings. Read.
And the word which ye hear is not mine.
Not mine, it's the Father, because the Father is the word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
It's not mine, what?
But the Father's which sent me.
Is that beautiful?
Yes.
But the Father that sent me. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 and read that again.
All right,
let's go there.
Yes, 2 and 9.
Thank God for this opportunity to share with the public those that might be desiring the true God. As the scripture says, seek and ye shall find. Keep searching.
All right.
And I know with all my heart, if anybody out there searching, they're going to stumble across this site if they find it.
Yes, Pastor.
Or one similar.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
Commandment keepers. And not with a bunch of tofu. And other things taking away my coffee.
All right, Pastor.
And other such goodies that God put it for us. Isn't that beautiful?
Right,
this is what God's, what I've cleaned, don't you call what?
Common.
Common. God is cleansing up. I eat all the shrimps I want to. God is wanting to sanctify our food when you, you know, keep God's commandments. You ain't got to say, Lord, bless this food. It might be poison, but bless my stomach. No. If you keep God's commandments, you ain't got to do that. Just go and eat, and if you got a pain, go on to the doctor. Okay, you can ask for prayer. But so, well, Pastor, I got indigestion. Pray for me. I'm going to say, well, I got your answer. Get your Alka-Seltzer.
All right, Pastor.
Then we can wait no further, right?
Yes.
2 and 9, what does it say?
But as it is written,
what?
I hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love
so
him.
So God prepared this for man. As soon as God prepared man and put him in the garden, that's what he gave him.
Yes.
The command.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Acts 1. Let's go there.
All right.
Acts 1 and 2.
All right.
Thank God. This one thing about this teaching at 425 Laconia Boulevard. When you're up under this teaching, you don't need gym shoes over here. You're going to be doing a whole bunch of jumping. You ain't no gym shoes. Don't come in sweatpants.
Yes.
Don't come in gym shorts. You ain't going to have that kind of workout here. This workout going to be in your spirit, in your mind, in your heart. No gym shoes. You're going to be, say, put on this one. There ain't going to be a bunch of kicking off your shoes running around. Thank you, dude. You're going to be upset, probably. Thank God. That's what happened. That's the first reaction. But when that impact happened and God tear down what you think you got and you realize, I got nothing, now you're ready. God can work with you a little bit. Isn't that beautiful? Don't. And don't nobody email me and say or text me and say, you think you're the only one saved. That's what God thinks. God thinks the only one that's clean is those he clean up that are sanctified. Isn't that beautiful? You're not sanctified, you're not prepared. Acts 1 and 2, what does it say?
Until the day in which he was taken up after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom
he had chosen.
Well, wait
a minute. All these so-called jackleg preachers, what commandment was given them? If they were chosen by God, where's the commandment that was given them? They said, well, the new commandment is just love. Well, that's also spelled out to be, if you love me, keep my commandments. That's what love is, keeping the commandments, not just saying it. What?
To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs.
What?
Being seen of them 40 days.
Last 40 days here, rose from the dead, last 30 days, he didn't come back trying to accuse the one that stuck him in the spear. I know what you did. I was dead, but I know what you did. You stuck me in my side. You with that spear. He didn't come here doing nothing like that, accusing people or trying to get back his adversary. He was teaching them things, what?
And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom
These
of God.
These are the things, not to have gods before God.
Yes.
Not making any graven image. That's what we talk about all the time when we meet. Mm-hmm. Y'all talk about that all the time. Yeah, because that's who God is.
That's right.
And God loves judgment. He said, let judgment run down like a river.
Yes.
40 days, speaking of the things pertaining
to the kingdom
of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's beautiful.
It's talking about his word. Let's go to Matthew 6 and 33.
Beautiful, Pastor, yes.
Over here, you come in here, you don't look for a bunch of garnishments and bay leaves and all these different spices. You're going to get meat and potatoes.
All right, Pastor. Beautiful.
You're going to get the basic four food groups. You'll get one command, obey.
All right.
Yes. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
He said, command them. Isn't that beautiful?
All right,
you don't get a lot of choices here. It's either do or don't.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? Do or die.
All right, Pastor.
Matthew 6:33, what does it say?
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
We're seeking first not to have gods before God. These things have to be taught. Because all of these different occasions and all of these things you're expected to do by traditions are gods.
Yes.
And they control people and not the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Not the teaching. Right. And that's what God wants to walk and talk in us and control us and lead and guide us. What?
Mm-hmm. And all these things shall be added unto you.
Maybe so we're seeking the 10 precepts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how can you... God is saying that's the thing you should seek first. And when you come to these churches, they tell you, you know, law was done away with just love. But they're talking about a carnal love. It's not the love of God. The love of God is to keep the 10 precepts. Is the phone ringing yet?
Oh, right. Yes.
Nope.
No, Pastor.
Somebody called me.
All right, Pastor.
Okay, you know what? I got friends here to call me.
Yes, you do,
Pastor. All right, we won't go into that.
Yes,
let's go to Isaiah 62 and 10.
Beautiful, Pastor.
We are here and we're yet being prepared to go back with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And in order to be prepared, you have to be sanctified.
Yes.
And to be sanctified, you need to be
warished. Yes. All right, Pastor.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
That's the way some of our older sisters used to say, warished.
Yes, she did.
And he said, well, they couldn't talk. Well, they don't have to talk. They're in the kingdom.
They're
in the kingdom. Let's not talk about somebody talk.
Mm-mm.
You people can't even talk. Well, when you're in the kingdom, you ain't got to worry about talking. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor.
62 and 10 says what?
Go through the gates.
Mm-hmm.
Prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people.
So you have to have standards for God. In order to maintain God's word and to enter into God's word, you have to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to have standards. Our
yes.
standard is holiness. If you're not in holiness, what's the point?
Not beautiful.
If you're not striving for perfection, what's the point?
Because
that's what God is calling for. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Luke 1:17. Let's
All
go there.
Pastor. Beautiful, Luke.
All these years, we've been hearing things from our forefathers, didn't know God, walking around with signs and crosses that's against God.
Mm-hmm.
And we, like sheep, led astray to all these different beliefs and doctrines. It has nothing to do with God. It's spiritual. And the more you think about it, it's appalling. Years the world, people carry crosses under the guise of I'm doing this for God and didn't even know God.
That's right.
And then do with that. And when you see God in the bigger picture of what is these different crusades they had down through the years, it's just a speck in God. That's nothing. So why could God let this happen all that time? Is that anything for eternity? To see a group of people don't know God and live for 1,000 years, don't know anything about God. It's all in the scripture. That's common. It don't mean anything to God. That's a speck. What are we reading?
Luke 1:17. Mm-hmm. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias.
What?
To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children.
That's how you got to be prepared. You got to have a childlike spirit, because when we come in here to God, all we do is tout what we've been heard from our parents. Crazy, off-the-wall stuff. I can do all things. The next breath, you know, can't nobody live holy. Right. All that foolishness, we've been taught that stuff, and you think that way.
That's right.
No. We need to get our hearts turned to the children. Mm-hmm. Childlike, we can be taught over again. And what?
And the disobedient to the wisdom of the just.
Isn't that beautiful?
Because make ready.
There's wisdom. Mm-hmm. But when you don't have a childlike spirit, you're doomed for disobedience. Because all you see is your way. Mm-hmm. Let's go to 1 Peter 2:9.
Yes,
I would thank God.
Yes, Pastor.
Listen, if no one enjoys the teaching, we should enjoy it.
Yes, Pastor.
If you're going to live with God, you better listen. Find the joy.
Yes, Lord.
If you can't find the joy, how are you going to have it? You got to find the joy. If you're not happy about the word, about the teaching, how are you going to spend eternity with God?
That's right.
How do you do that? 1 Peter 2:9 would say,
but ye are a chosen generation, mm-hmm. a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
We were chosen.
You
to
can visit
show
us
forth the praises
at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.